Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last weekend, some of you guys saw this story, and it made you a little nervous, and it always does. When people hear that kids are getting brain abscesses and that there was a cluster that appeared to happen in southern Nevada that they're studying closely and they're investigating, it was about 18 individuals, which is an unfortunate number. None of them have died, from what I understand, thank God. But it was a little scary, and the CDC is investigating these. And apparently there was a jump in about a tripling of this that happened in 2022. Usually these intracranial abscesses or subdural or these abscesses that happen within the brain, maybe on average 4 to 5 a year. Well, the Southern Nevada Health District in January reported 17 cases. The CDC has now added another case to that for a total of 18 cases, and people want to know why, what's going on. And so, according to the Southern Nevada Health District, the average number of cases had been about 5 a year. The number jumped to 17 in 2022, now 18 according to the CDC. All the children have survived. But they say that during the COVID-19 pandemic, the mean incidence was about 7 a year. By 2022, 18 cases, according to the CDC, were identified with no associated deaths. The average age was 12 years old. Most were male. 15 patients required a craniotomy, where they go in and remove it. The most common pathogen of this was a Streptococcus intermedius. 33%, or 6 of the kids, had this. Among 14, they said that their child had, the history was that the child had started with cold symptoms, but none of them had a COVID diagnosis. 21% reported that their child had been diagnosed with otitis media. 7% or one of them had a sinus infection. Now, 11 of these children had sought care before hospitalization, meaning they had either did online or saw a medical provider. So according to what they found is that the average time of symptoms until they ended up in the hospital was over a week, but there was no common exposures. Six of the patients, or 38%, reported a cessation of masking practices by February 10th, 2022. Some people find that statistically significant. Some people go, well, you know, a lot of people stopped masking. You know, was that the reason? Why then weren't more people involved with brain abscesses? But the most common diagnosis that these people had, these kids had, was sinusitis. 26% had mastoiditis, which is an infection in the bone. And then 38% had reported not using their mask. So health officials are thinking, well, maybe these kids got these abscesses because the lockdown measures were lifted. Their immunity might have been weakened because they weren't in school, because they were wearing masks. Could be. An abscess is where an infection gets walled off. It gets spread to the brain, get walled off, and we have to break into that wall to kill that pathogen. You can have viral abscesses, fungal abscesses, but the majority of these that we're talking about are bacterial. We'll use antibiotics, but sometimes the antibiotics can't get through that wall. So sometimes we need to do surgery. Sometimes we need to drain them. The craniotomy they discussed meant they had to go into the kids' brains to open it up and drain it. These abscesses could put pressure on the brain, could cause significant brain injury, And sometimes could even cause herniation, depending on the pressure, as these brain abscesses not only are infection, but they draw inflammation as the body tries to fight it. So it's not good. Thank God these kids lived. But, you know, why boys over girls? Why? So one thing that also is being looked at is maybe our use of telemedicine is changing how we do medicine. It is changing how we do medicine. So if somebody has a headache and runny nose and is grumpy, they're calling telemedicine for an antibiotic. Are they being evaluated for abscess? Are they just taking their parents' word for it? Parents are saying, my kid has a sinus infection. Okay, but for a child to have a bacterial sinus infection, that's still pretty serious. Most sinus infections are viral in kids, but if there is an actual bacterial sinus infection, we want to document that, and we want to see how bad that is. But for the infection to spread to the brain, that's pretty bad. And what I'm wondering is, as parents are not following up with a pediatrician or seeing a pediatrician, many parents I talk to that call into the telemedicine company have no doctor for their kid. So they just use urgent care. Well, without somebody being available to follow up, you know, every time I diagnose ear infections in kids, I have the parents bring them back just so I can make sure the kid healed or at least some follow-up to know that kid was fine. If you're never meeting the doctor and it's a random doctor online, you're not getting that follow-up. And so if the average parent is giving the doctor the diagnosis over the phone. They're like, I need the antibiotics. So it's an ear infection, they have pain in the ear. Mastoiditis is serious. You need IV antibiotics. So calling in saying your kid has an ear infection because they have ear pain, how do we know it's not in the bone? You need to evaluate them. I love telemedicine. I love that it gives parents access to a doctor, but it's not supposed to replace an in-person evaluation. And my worry is when I hear that these kids have brain abscesses, I want to know where were they seen prior, how were they taken care of prior, because there's a protocol and we're always thinking about the most serious sequelae of these things. But that gets missed when you lose continuity of care. So symptoms of having a brain abscess would be obviously headache, fever, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, neck pain. These kids would have a change in behavior, difficulty with motor skills like walking, poor speech, numbness, tingling. They could eventually get a seizure or go into a coma and die. So we need to get on these right away. So if your child is ever sick, make sure they're following up with somebody in person. 1-877-DOCTOR. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So if you're like me, I have seen, since COVID, entertainment, especially from a movie standpoint, stink. We've had a couple good movies. You know, I thought the Top Gun Maverick was good, but we've been really, really struggling since COVID. And one thing that doesn't seem to change is it looks like even though all these other industries are struggling with layoffs and money, healthcare is struggling, education is struggling, tech, banks, Hollywood still seems to have all this money. We just, I guess, had the Met Gala. Those things, I think, drive a bunch of people crazy because you see a bunch of rich people get to dress up and, you know, live the high life and they act like nothing in the world affects them and it's, you know, and nobody wants to see that. Just like with the Oscars, it starts to kind of, you know, weigh on people. Well, it looks like eventually it does take its toll on Hollywood. And right now, the Hollywood writers have begun to strike. And in fact, the late night shows have gone dark and are playing reruns. So the Tonight Show, the Daily Show is going to air reruns because the unionized writers did not like the pay they're getting now that streaming is shunting a lot of money and a lot of viewers and to other areas. Now, it's interesting because people have asked, do I write my own show or do I have writers? You guys all know, the Dr. Dolly Show news team is never around. They're always on break. I don't even know. They never show up. I don't have any. I've got great producers at GCN. But in terms of my writing team, it's all me. Maybe it would be a better show if I did have writers. But I guess Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Seth, I guess they don't write all their own stuff. You know, you would think if the writers went on strike, it didn't matter because if you were a comedian, you write all your own stuff. I guess that doesn't always happen. So when the Writers Guild of America announced on Monday that 11,500 of their screenwriters were going on strike, Colbert, Kimmel, Fallon, Myers, they couldn't run live. So that's interesting. You know, and I don't know. See, I wouldn't want anybody taking credit for my joke. If I wrote a joke, I wouldn't want anybody taking credit. I get that's what writers do. You know, they come up with all the amazing storylines. And just like, you know, like Friends or any of these shows that you watch and the jokes are funny and you think they're coming from the actors. But no, it's coming from writers who bust their butt and do that. It's a pretty unappreciated job for a lot of them. So the last time they went on strike was, I guess, in 2007. It lasted 100 days, and it cost Hollywood $2.1 billion. So the labor dispute is having a cascading effect on TV, film productions. Streaming services are now we're starting to have a lot of streaming. There's almost too many shows. People will say, well, did you see this? There's just too many shows. No, I don't have time. I'm barely caught up with Ted Lasso. I'm barely caught up with Succession. I know there's a lot of good shows out there. I'm just behind. I have not caught up with Mandalorian. I heard it's not that good, and I started seeing a couple episodes of the season. But they are picketing. And apparently they've had failed negotiations. They want higher pay. They're looking for higher minimum pay, less thinly staffed writing rooms, shorter exclusive contracts, a reworking of residual pay. And because streaming has gotten a lot of the money, less people are watching. I think James Corden's show got canceled. They were just taking a loss, and I think they were paying him $2 million a year. So it's very, very interesting to see how what was once too big to fail, failed. Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, these shows were Conan O'Brien, iconic shows. But I don't think I've watched a late night since Johnny Carson, to be honest. I watched a little bit of The Daily Show in the early 2000s, but I just don't have time. There's too many shows. There's too much. Saturday Night Live I haven't watched since the 90s. I didn't know they were still on. I wouldn't know if it wasn't for some clips on YouTube. So these picket lines are planned for L.A., New York, later today. The WGA is to picket first outside the Manhattan building where NBC Universal is, and demonstrations are planned outside Walt Disney, Netflix, Amazon, Universal, Warner Brothers, Paramount, CBS, and Sony. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, a trade association that bargains on behalf of studios and production companies, said they presented an offer with generous increases in compensation for writers, as well as improvements in streaming residuals. And in a statement, the trade association said it was prepared to approve its offer, but was unwilling to do so because of the magnitude of other proposals still on the table that the guild continues to insist upon. So eventually, you know, we see a bust. There's only so much, and you know, we as consumers are being manipulated all the time. They need our money. How many of you are paying for Netflix and Hulu and Apple Plus and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus and Paramount Plus and HBO Max? I saw an ad for Showtime. I'm like, why? I'm not going to buy Showtime. I don't even know. Maybe there are good shows on Showtime, but come on. Didn't they bundle a whole bunch of channels and call it cable in the 80s? Oh, by the way, we're also paying for cable because I want my sports. I want to watch the hockey games. I want to watch football. Although, Thursday Night Football, you had to be an Amazon Prime member. I'm an Amazon Prime member, but that was ridiculous. So eventually, the consumers are going to say, to heck with this. Now, mind you, we love our shows. We love our binging. The only reason why streaming has lasted as long as it has is movies got so expensive to go to that it was cheaper to stream. And some of those streaming shows were amazing. Game of Thrones rocked. Sopranos rocked. Boardwalk Empire. A lot of them were HBO. But some of these, Ted Lasso. I love Ted Lasso. So if I want to get entertainment, I don't necessarily have to drop all that money to go to the movies. Now, I am going to see the next Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know how good that's going to be. Ant-Man was okay. Shazam was okay. I like seeing those movies in the theater. But to spend $15 a ticket, the only reason why people are streaming is because they could get it cheaper. But after a while, you can't spend $100, $200 a month on your cable. Can't be doing that. So these Hollywood writers, they want money too. And they're not feeling their, they're not feeling the love that they should get. And so it's going to be very, very interesting to see what's going to happen. And so I think also they got to quit doing crappy entertainment, right? These movies, a lot of them suck. The jokes on these shows. I think there was one show that wanted to just rip on Republicans. I mean, when half of the country is Republican, no wonder you're going to go under. Yeah, maybe you want to be less political. Now, I mean, Saturday Night Live made it big in the 70s and 80s because they knew how to make fun of things. But if you're only going to make fun of one side, you're already alienating half the country. You don't have the money to alienate half of your base. Can't do it. That's why you don't see a bunch of Republican shows. They won't be able to make it alienating the Democratic base. And so, I honestly, I would prefer better quality. I prefer better content, and I think a lot of the talent are the ones that are being the least paid, and Hollywood eventually won't be able to justify all the money they're making. Now, that Avatar, I think Avatar spent $2 billion to make, and they needed $2 billion to break even, and I think they made it, but that was a quality movie. It was 3 hours. It was an experience. Maybe some parts were boring, but I thought it was a well-done movie. But if it takes $2 billion to make a quality movie, Hollywood just can't afford that. So eventually, everybody feels it, whether it's the banks, whether it's healthcare, whether it's education, academia, whether it's the politicians, everybody feels it. And now that they have AI, who could do some of the writing, you think Hollywood's going to want to save a penny? Hell yeah. If they think they can make a joke that appeals to the public, that isn't insensitive and won't get them canceled, they're going to do it. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News update, still no sign of Francisco Oropeza, the suspect in the killings of five people last Friday in East Texas. There have been several reported sightings of Oropeza, all of which have turned up nothing. There's now fear he may have fled to Mexico. Not a lot of agreement among members of the Senate Judiciary Committee about a possible code of ethics for Supreme Court justices.
Not only is this Democratic proposal unconstitutional, it is unnecessary.
That's Louisiana Republican John Kennedy. Unlike lower federal court judges, the Supreme Court has no ethics code. Bank stocks have been leading the way down on Wall Street today. The Dow's dropped by as much as 500 points at times. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill banning people who manage the investments of state and local institutions from considering the environment, social, or governance standards in their investment decisions. It's the so-called woke banking bill. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is something that I knew about, I read about, I just never experienced it. And living in the Southwest United States, even though no matter where you live, you're around owls and coyotes, and I just didn't think that one of your loved ones would be hunted by an animal in your neighborhood. These are the people in your neighborhood. I grew up as a kid thinking that my neighborhood was the best place ever. Now, my particular neighborhood wasn't. We lived in some areas that were kind of unsafe, but, you know, you did what you could, you survived, whatever. But Sesame Street made it sound like, oh, there's going to be a Snuffleupagus around. There's going to be an Oscar the Grouch. Give him his space. You know, give him the nod, kiss the ring, go on. And you know, there'll be a Grover and a Super Grover. And, you know, I just didn't realize that I would have a family that could be hunted. You know, now, some people live in areas where there's gunshots and rapes and murders, and other people live in areas where there's a lot of wilderness and their animals or their kids get attacked by neighbors' dogs or animals. So, because it's owl season, coyote season, whether you call it coyote or coyote, I don't think a lot of people realize that their pets are at risk. And so, depending on where you live in the U.S., you need to be aware of this. And when I posted what happened losing my pet to a coyote, I was surprised at how many people said, oh, this happened to me. This happened to me. Coyote jumped into my backyard, ripped my cat in front of me, and it's like, whoa. And I understand, we spoke about this yesterday. We are on their turf. When we sprawl out a neighborhood and we build into the mountains and we move into the forest or we go into the marsh, we are around other animals. That woman who was walking her dog that got mauled by a crocodile. I mean, just frightening. But this is their turf. And so we need to be careful. So let's talk about owls. Owls will hunt a variety of animals. Mice, lizards, insect, fish, birds, they don't care. And they'll swoop down, and they won't even care if your pet is on a leash and you're there. They will grab that cat or dog while the owner's walking them. We had a friend who was walking his dog at night. Owl is trying to take the dog from, and by the way, that owl can crush the dog or the pet right then and there. And luckily the owner, our friend, was able to shake that owl away. But when they're hungry, they don't care if there's a human there. They also know a lot of us humans won't do anything. They move quickly. They kill silently. They'll crush the skull of their prey, shred it sometimes with their sharp bills. They don't have teeth. I don't think owls have teeth. So they will shred something to smaller size with their pointy beak and bill, and then they'll swallow it whole. What they'll do is they'll perch on trees. They have nests on trees. They'll perch on top of houses, and they'll look for prey. Now, coyotes also run around. They're all over the United States. I live in the Southwest, so we see more of them. And they have no problem being in people's yards. And they look like beautiful dogs or little fox-like, dog-like. And I told you could tell the difference. Dogs have patterns where coyotes don't really have a particular color pattern. They're all kind of, it's kind of a mottled color. Pointy ears, pointy face, down-sloping. They look like dogs, but they're not. There's big differences. They also eat a variety of animals and insects. They don't usually like to eat a cat or pet dog, but they'll do it. Sometimes these animals, they're like owls or these coyotes, they're looking for mice, rodents, bunny rabbits, and they'll just happen upon your pet. And so sadly, that's what happens. And so what we need to do is we need to make our pet less yummy, right? Less palatable. You got to keep your pets indoors, especially at night. We have been talking about that. I've heard about that. The problem that I had with my cats is my cats were rescues. And they were outdoor rescue cats. So even though I would bring them all in and I'd have them live at home, that we let them have access to the outside because that was where they were the most comfortable. So this cat we just lost, Snowball, was a rescue cat, outdoor cat, even though we considered an indoor cat, gave her shots. She lived in our house. She slept every night with us. She still liked to have her run of the neighborhood. You got to keep them indoors. If it's coyote season, and it's to me, I think it's just anytime when they're hungry, they're out and about. You got to keep them indoors, especially at night. You could also put your pets in protective gear. There's protective gear that you can buy that you can put your pets into to make them less likely to be killed. If you do walk them, don't think just because you're walking the pet that an owl or a coyote isn't going to come up to you. They will. You might want to have a squirt gun, water gun, squirt gun, stick. And I suppose you could use a taser light. There's repellents. You could use bear spray on some of these animals. You got to be careful because you don't want to get it on the dog. But you might have to attack a coyote or an owl that's attacking your animal. One thing a lot of people don't do is they don't clean up their yard. See, me, we have, you know, the bushes and the trees, and we know that there's animals, desert animals, that like to live in the shade of the bushes. That's fine. We don't mind it. The problem is our house then is a hotbed for prey. If these owls know that the Dr. Dahlia house has nice little areas for animals to take shelter, then that's going to be a hotbed for eats. So you need to make sure you clean up the yard, make it look as inhospitable as possible. You know, I love trees with bushy leaves because it helps, you know, introduce air. I don't like to cut down branches, but they say if you don't want an owl's nest that's going to attack your pets, you might want to prune your trees. Use lighting around your house. Avoid bird feeders. See, I love feeding birds. If birds are hungry, go ahead and feed. But these owls love birds, and that attracts the owls. You might want to put an owl decoy or a scarecrow. That will discourage the mice and the bunny rabbits from coming to your house. So then the owls and the coyotes won't come to your house. Don't feed them. I once wanted to give them some food. It looked hungry, so I was going to put a bowl out. Don't be doing that. Don't be, because then they will come to you for food. You're not going to make them like you. If you have fruit trees or vegetables or a garden, you got to clean up that fallen fruit, because sometimes that will attract prey, and that prey, or it'll attract rodents or prey for these bigger animals. You got to remove pools of standing water. These animals love insects, and then you got to put up a fence, as we spoke about. For coyotes, it's got to be at least 6 feet high, 18 inches deep. I've seen people put fences where there's netting or there's hooks, because these, when they're hungry, they will jump. 6 feet starts to push it, but if you have land behind your house where they could jump into like we do, it's open season. So just, you know, keep in mind, I know, you know, people will say, look, my cats would die if they have to be left indoors. You could let the cats do some outdoor stuff, but watch them, you know, to get them back at least at night. But keep in mind, owls will hunt during the day. When my cat was out there, the other cat was out there, just, I don't know how the cat decided to get to the park, was in the middle of the park, not even trying to camouflage, and an owl in the middle of the day was going to swoop down and grab it. Luckily, my son was coming home from the gym, screamed at the cat to take shelter. But so, you know, we have to protect our animals. Our animals are being hunted. They get so used to being in, you know, a house that's protected that they forget that it's the wild out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahh.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's interesting how things change. You don't really see Polaroid cameras much, although I was at a wedding, and we did. There is a new type of Polaroid where it's a camera that I think takes a digital picture onto a Polaroid, and then they put the Polaroid into this wedding book. So I haven't used or waited for a Polaroid to expose and mature, the picture mature, I forget what it's called, dry in decades. And there was a Polaroid camera, and I found that to be fascinating. For years, we saw people ditch watches. I don't wear a watch. Well, now I do with my Apple Watch. I didn't use a watch for years because of my phone. And now I'm back to a watch because of Apple Watch. You see how smart these tech companies are? And now they're saying you could do health on your watch. It could pick up your heartbeat and your oxygen level. And I'm a little bit mixed on some of that technology because I like the more old school type stuff that I could trust as opposed to your wrist. But we're getting there, and we're going to have monitors on us, which is going to be kind of neat, and I'm looking forward to that. But this story piqued my interest. 47 things that millennials refuse to buy. And I told you, millennials and Gen Zs are a lot more practical these days because their world is a little different. And so one thing that we've noticed, which I think is great for a health perspective, but will definitely affect the economy, is soft drinks. A lot of millennials aren't really big on soft drinks. And so because of the health, because of the cost, soft drinks are getting expensive. I don't know if you've seen the prices. It's ridiculous. $2.99 for a 2-liter. Those used to be 59 cents a few years ago. Maybe 99 cents. But $2.99, people aren't buying soda pop. It's getting expensive. You go to a restaurant, $4.50 for a soda. Razor sales have been falling. If you've noticed, many men are keeping the beard. They're not really up on that very close shave, especially since a little bit of, you know, little bit of stubble, a little bit of growth, like the Michael Fassbender look or the Viggo Mortensen look, which I love, looks good. Apparently, men are not shaving every day like they used to, so buying less razors. Fabric softener. Wall Street Journal reports that young people are not thinking they really need fabric softener. Now that we have clothing fabrics that are soft and stay soft and know how to navigate the washing machine, people aren't spending money on fabric softener. I don't. It's expensive enough for me to buy the soap. Laundry detergent is expensive. Why would I add something extra? My clothes are soft enough. Cable TV. Now that people have Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO, now I use the cable TV because of sports, but many individuals are like, I don't need the news. I don't need the nightly news, the local news. I could get that online. Why get it on TV? The diamonds. Millennials are not into the spending your whole savings on a diamond engagement ring. So they're looking at other ways. They're also looking at other rocks. They're looking at other ways to do jewelry. I know a lot of millennials will do cubic zirconium. They just don't have the money for real diamonds. And based on the odds of that relationship staying together, they don't want to spend that kind of money. Dairy has gone down. In the early 2000s, it was, we eat too much dairy. And so many people don't really do a lot of milk. Remember we used to do got milk and people would dip their... I'm not a milk drinker. I don't like the taste of milk. I don't like milk. I'd rather drink water. So a lot of millennials are ditching the milk. Raisins. The raisin industry has changed. Kids used to run around with a box of Sun-Made raisins. You don't really see a lot of people snack on raisins. I think raisins are still a fantastic source of fiber and some vitamin C, and it's a good snack. But people just aren't really into the raisin thing. You know, same thing with cereal. Now that cereal, they say 40% of millennials said that they don't like cereal, not so much because of the taste or the sugar, because they have to clean it up. It's messy. And cereal is messy. It brings in ants. If I ever see an ant, it's usually because there's a cereal box near around. Interesting. You may now kiss the bride. We don't see that much anymore. They say even in weddings. In weddings, I was just at a wedding. They don't say you may now kiss the bride. They just did. They go, you know, you're now man and wife, and then, you know, they kiss, you know, but like you don't. Maybe also it's because they don't think that's very woke. You know, you may kiss the bride. Why can't the bride kiss the groom? Who knows? But also, fewer millennials are getting married. That's not very, you know. Let me see what else. I don't know. It's just fascinating to me. how people are spending. So personally, I think we are evolving, and if you are looking for a job or in an industry that seems to be flailing, the big problem we have, and I'm having this as a Gen X, is I'm not good with change. And there's always going to be change. Some of us think there's too much change. Some of us think we're changing too fast, that we're losing some of our logic. I do think some of the things we've done is just gone way over the deep end. But on the flip side, if you don't know how to adapt, you're going to be in trouble. And so when you think, you know, I told you, I made a fool of myself because I was correcting my son's papers over and over again, spending hours fixing their two spaces after a period because they wouldn't do it. They only had one space after a period. So I would go in to proofread, and I would be, and I'd like, guys, stop it. Two spaces after a period. And my boys are like, what are you talking about? And I'll go, I'll show you. You have to do two spaces after a period. And the first thing that Googled when I came up with two spaces after a period is nothing screams over 40 than spacing twice after a period. But young kids don't do that. They have word processing. They don't need to be adding the extra spaces. The computers already know to space it out. So we have to realize that things are changing. Things are evolving. And we could benefit from some of that. I know people are really struggling where they want to dislike the later generations. I, having family members who are in those generations and students, I love them because I know people in that generation. But I get it's frustrating. Yeah, I think there are things that we, you know, should not be doing, like putting chocolate on insects and eating chocolate-covered insects. I think we should just eat the chocolate, right? You know, I'm fine with that. I don't know if we should try to make meat out of plants. I think that's going to mess with the whole space-time continuum. I just don't think, you know, so there are some things I'm just not going to be able to easily accept. But for the most part, yeah, there's a lot of things. You know, I remember people had a big problem when the stores had to stop saying girl toys and boy toys. But I never liked dolls. You know, I always had to go to the boy section because I did not like the dolls in the girl section. Yeah, we do have to not say a toy is a girl toy or a boy, because the average girl might not want a Barbie. So there are some things that, yes, that has to change. But, and yeah, I don't buy fabric softener. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.